DeMario, why don't you tell the folks at home? Well, first of all, thanks for joining us. Why don't you tell the folks at home what you guys worked on today in your first practice back after having a game on Thursday night?
Got a good little ways before we play our second preseason game, like five practices. So we just wanted to get back to the fundamentals, going against our own offense, and just kind of get back to the fundamentals, footwork, where you need to be in the right place.
How do you think things went for you guys, the first unit the other night? I know you're going to play. You're not going to scheme for teams at this point, obviously, but just what you guys were able to do and how effective you were, because I know you have high expectations.
Yeah, we did some good things well. We had a couple of situations where we didn't get off the field on third down, and that's what we got to be able to fix. Had a communication breakdown that ended up giving up the touchdown. I think we did some good things, you know, especially in the run game. It's going to be tough for people to run the ball on us. So we just have to make sure when it comes to passing situations that we're communicating between linebackers and defensive backs and putting our front in a position where they can get to the quarterback.
You said it. It's going to be tough to run against you guys, especially in up the middle. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be able to run against you guys. With that being said, how do you think teams are going to try to attack you?
They're going to try to throw the ball, but the way we're working right now, we're going to make it to where, you know, it's going to be tough to pass the ball on us as well. You know, we don't want to be a defense that says, you know, it's tough to run the ball on them when it's a passing league. We want to say above anything that, you know, it's tough to throw the ball where they put them in situations where they don't want to throw the ball. And, you know, with our coaches, they do good when it comes to scheming teams up to letting us know where we need to be. It's just about making the plays. And with the way we're working on film now and the way guys are, or staying after and working on their craft, we're going to be in a good position.
Hey, it's time. This is
all your
market. Come on. Pass to wake up and
call. Hell yeah.
This moment right here.
Yeah.
Make the most of it, man.
I ask you this all the time, but David just stopped by here. How much do you enjoy working alongside that guy in the middle?
I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it, man. I mean, I love playing beside him. He had a phenomenal first preseason game. You know, just watching him, it constantly makes me stay sharp on my game and make sure I'm constantly working because I'm always trying to outdo him. But I have a lot of respect for him, just, you know, how he sets the defense. He kind of is the quarterback of the defense, and so he has to make a lot of calls, and everybody's kind of relying on him. And so I just kind of shadow him and a lot of his leadership qualities.
Not only is he a big-time leader on this defense, but what about Kelvin Pace as well?
I mean, that's great veteran leadership. And any successful team, you got to have, you know, good quality veterans, guys who not only been there and done it, but also don't know how to lead other guys to think in a terms of the way that they do. And so, you know, I learned a lot just from playing by Calvin, playing with Calvin, you know, just about, you know, in terms of mentality of the game, you know, how you should think. You know, he really understands the jet way of playing physical, playing fast, always running to the ball. And he really understands how opponents are trying to attack you. You know, being able to see the game, he can pretty much tell you before the game, you know, what they're going to try to do. So he's a good guy to talk to along with the coaches on the sidelines and stuff like that. And I even went to him and told him, I'm like, man, this year I'm really going to be watching you. As far as, because sometimes I can get overly excited, and he's like, you know, stay calm. And sometimes I'm too calm when times need to be excited. And so I told him I'll kind of get my pace from him.
And lastly, we missed you on Cribs the other night. I don't know, you're probably doing film study or something. We were walking around the dorms with dudes. Why don't you tell the people who you're rooming with and what's that all like?
Oh, man, me and Quentin Copeland's in the same room. So it's been good, man. We've had a lot of good conversations. You know, he's a great roommate, you know. We talk about a lot of stuff on a lot of different levels, whether it's spiritual, whether it's mental, whether it's about the game. The biggest thing we try to do this camp is just hold each other accountable. You know, we call our room the greatness room. We tell a lot of people, hey, don't come in here if you ain't trying to be great. And some people make a U-turn. And, you know, so we try to challenge each other, you know, whether it's getting up early, going to workouts, whether it's, you know, making sure we're getting extra film, whether it's making sure we're keeping an eye on our weight, you know, stuff like that. And so, just little details that, you know, people kind of get lax on, especially this time of camp. We just try to, you know, keep each other accountable. But he's been a good roommate.
All right. Well, you're off to a great start. We appreciate you stopping by. I know you're never going to say that yourself because you're always trying to strive for another level. But you're off to a good start here in camp. DeMario, thank you so much for stopping by.
I appreciate you guys.